Alternative 255. Contemporary music. Keeping free radio alive. Welcome to Sounds of Alternative. Millions of unlicensed electrons pulsating across the airwaves of Birmingham. Sounds Alternative, 255 meters leading way. Music for the suburbs of the second city.
What a record. Music from Girls' School and from their album Hit and Run. It strikes up the entitled Let's Go. Good afternoon. 255 meters in the medium wave band. You're listening to Sounds Alternative, contemporary music broadcasting, music for the second city.
Fun with Keith Rogers.
Well, it's rather unsettled weather outside, I must admit. Good afternoon, it's Keith Rogers here in the hot seat for another 60 minutes here on Sounds Alternative, music for the suburbs of the second city. Here on this Sunday before the next bank holiday Monday, May the 24th, I think it is, 1981. And on behalf of everybody connected with the station, I invite you to stay tuned with us for the next 3 or 4 hours for Rock City, the best contemporary music across the airwaves, of course. We've even got an hour of reggae music for you, plus some music information, gig guides, and a few comments about events that have happened over the last few weeks or so. During the course of the next hour, a few new releases, actually, a few excellent new albums come out, including the new one by Jim Steenman. If you haven't heard of it yet, you most certainly will do. Also, we always feature a Birmingham band. between 12 and 1, and this week is no exception. This week's particular Birmingham band is one I think definitely deserve a recording contract. They're called Sub-Zero. And we have a 3 or 4 set session from them later on during the show. Their band's been gigging around the West Midlands for around about 18 months now. And I'm almost certain they deserve a recording contract, I must admit. If you'd like to drop us a line or give us a hand or do anything like that, all you have to do is put a pen to paper, get in touch with us, care of Sounds Alternative, care of Brumbeat, box 255 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston in Birmingham. Later on during the afternoon we will have a phone number so you can give us a ring with your requests, dedications and complaints or anything actually. We'd like to hear from you. One thing we will do actually, last Wednesday at Bingley Hall in Stafford, there was somebody appearing who managed to get about 8,000 people dancing off their seats. Yes, his name was Bruce Springsteen, and for 1974, here's a title track from his album Born to Run.
Albert Dime. Machines sprung from cages on Highway 90.
album has always been a classic, and I think it will be for all time. Bruce Springsteen from 1974 on the title track from his album Born to Run. Well, 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 I wonder if you were one of the 8,000 people that crammed their way into Bingley Hall in Stafford on Wednesday to see a 3-hour concert from Bruce. A friend of mine who worked security at the gig told me the morning after that he was there till 2:30 in the morning. Apparently Bruce did about 2 hours and had an hour off, then came on for another hour. Absolutely incredible. But the one thing that made the whole gig astonishing was during the whole afternoon there was torrential downpour all the way across Birmingham and most of the Midlands, and the whole place was flooded out, so all the security people and all the volunteers had to get the whole place dredged out and tidied up in time for the evening. 10 out of 10 lads, I must admit. Keith Rogers on Sounds Alternative, 255 metres in the Medium Wave Band. The next album, well, Jim Steeman, Bad for Good. It's so over the top, it's ridiculous. Just listen to this for the title track.
You can hide away forever from the storm, but you'll never hide away from me. The icy cold will cut us like a knife in the dark, and we may lose everything in the wind. But the northern lights are burning and they're giving off sparks. I wanna wrap myself around you like a winter skin. You know I'm onto your scent. We're near the end of the chase. Take a look out your window, I'll be there in the night. Oh, your love is so close that I can almost taste it. The cold will cut us like a knife in the dark, and we may lose everything in the wind. But the northern lights are burning and they're giving off sparks. I wanna wrap myself around you like a winter skin. You've been living your life like a girl in a cage. Virginia, for the good of the fire in your soul, for the good of the kiss, let me hold you so tight, for the good of getting out of control, for the good of the action and a race in the dark, for the good of those chills up your spine, for the good of the rock and the roll in your heart, for the good of what's yours and what's mine, for the good of believing in a life after birth, for the good of your mind.
That's one of the most overproduced sounds I've heard this year. I don't know if you've heard of Jens Tiemann before. He used to be the producer, songwriter, composer, and everything connected with the Meatloaf band. You remember Meatloaf and the classic album Battered to Hell, released in 1978? Well, Jens Tiemann was a producer. In fact, Jens Tiemann's Bad for Good album was originally intended to be Meatloaf 2. Tiemann gave Meatloaf the tapes. Meatloaf didn't like them. He threw them out of the window. So old Jens Tiemann decided to record the album himself. It's totally unoriginal, It's excellently produced. It's excellent production, actually. I think it's a brilliant album. Mind you, I haven't got any taste whatsoever. Sounds Alternative on 255 Meters, the Medium Wave Band with Keith Rogers. A very good afternoon to everyone that was listening to our VHF transmissions last Sunday. Part of our transmissions was interfered with by another station test transmitting. That's why reception went off in some of the area for between about between quarter past and about 7:40. That's got nothing to do with us anyway, the matter is already sorted out. So, I don't know if you remember the last time we were on Medium Wave and I mentioned about the Patsy Beggs Appeal, the event that was happening at Romeo and Juliet's. Well, I'm pleased to say that event, which included a performance by the Quads and numerous other artists, they managed to raise over £800 for the Patsy Beggs Appeal, which I think everybody connected is very pleased about that. Now, here's about this one. Do any of you out there listening want to go on a charity walk? Charity, yes, it's a 20-mile walk. It's organised by the Sandwell Cancer Research Campaign. It's a sponsored walk on Sunday, the 14th of June, Kidderminster to West Bromwich. A distance of almost 20 miles. The actual departure point is a car park of the Gainsborough House Hotel at Bewdley Road in Kidderminster. Everything starts at 10 a.m. The whole lot's been organised by the Sandwell Committee of the Cancer Research Campaign. And transport will be available from the King George to Plainfields, West Bromwich at 9 a.m. prompt on Sunday, 14th of June 1981. If you would like some sponsor forms, or if you'd like to take part in the 20-mile walk, Sounds Alternative, by the way, Sounds Alternative are sending a representative on the station to go on the 20-mile walk on our behalf. So if you want to see a Sounds Alternative DJ walk 20 miles, then by all means go along and help him. If you want to help the Sandwell Cancer Research Campaign with their 20-mile sponsored walk, and sponsor forms and any other details are available from any committee member or direct from the organiser, who is John Shorthouse. And if you want to reach him, he lives at 1 Rowley View, West Bromwich. John Shorthouse, 1 Rowley View in West Bromwich. Or alternatively, you can ring him. You can give John Shorthouse a ring for the Sandwell Cancer Research Campaign on 021 553 0400. That's 021 553 0400. If you are taking part in this year's walk, it's important that we know as soon as possible that you are attending so all reservations can be made. Don't forget, if you want to help the Sandwell Cancer Research Campaign, sponsored walk Sunday the 14th of June 1981, Kidderminster to West Bromwich, and get in touch with the organiser, John Shorthouse, 021 553 0400, and his home address is 1 Rowley View, West Bromwich. Sounds Alternative on 255 metres Medium Wave, and it's a very good afternoon to you. In around about 5 minutes' time, we're going to have our first of our Birmingham band feature featuring the excellent music of Sub-Zero. Three tracks from them, featuring a band that we think deserves a recording contract. See what you think too, featuring that in 5 minutes' time.
Sounds Alternative. 255. Contemporary music. Keeping free radio alive. Welcome to Sounds Alternative, millions of unlicensed electrons pulsating across the airwaves of Birmingham. Sounds Alternative, 255 metres Medium Wave. Music for the suburbs of the second city.
Yeah.
classic track from a classic band, that's Saxon, and the title track from their album Will to Steal. Birmingham band session time. If you haven't heard of Sub-Zero yet, you most certainly will. First of three tracks in the next 35 minutes on the Keith Rogers programme Sounds Alternative. The band's been together for 18 months. I'll give you more information about Sub-Zero after we've heard this track, and it's called Addiction. Yeah, nice one, lads. Sub-Zero and Addiction. Their Wolverhampton band gradually building up a grassroots reputation in the Midlands through an effective stage show, tight and restrained set. A three-piece band was formed 14 months ago, and all the members have previously been in Ocean Boulevard, who gigged around the Midlands during the mid-70s, playing covers of songs by Led Zeppelin and others. The band consists of Michael Hamlett on drums, Pete Wharton on guitar, and Tim Hobal on bass and vocals.
I'm not afraid to
Sub-Zero there, and My Life That You Live In. Yeah, the music of Sub-Zero blends a strident guitar work of, well, rock music with a steady, even rhythm of reggae. I don't know if you've ever seen them live, but their set features a variety of styles of songs, all written by the band. You might catch them live at some venues. The majority of places where Sub-Zero play at the moment are venues in the Black Country area, Wolverhampton, etc., Dudley, Redditch, and Bridge North. And I remember them once, they appeared at West Bromwich, and the Coach and Horses. It's a good venue, West Bromwich, a good venue, the Coach and Horses in West Bromwich. I haven't been there for a long time, actually. I used to enjoy myself at one time. More music from Sub-Zero later on in the programme. Also, later on this afternoon, we'll be featuring music from the Birmingham band Psychics, so if you're a Psychics fan, stay tuned for them. Talking about the old Coach in West Bromwich, I just trucked on down there one Saturday evening in 1978. I think it was March 1978. And I saw this band performing there. They'd just got a record company, just done a record deal with Jet Records. Well, this band, they're going to go far. And I suddenly found out that they were called Magnum. And here's a track from their first album, aptly entitled In the Beginning, actually. They used to start their set with this. Sounds Alternative, Keith Rogers, 255 metres medium wave. Box 255, 190, Monument Road, Edgbaston in Birmingham. That's our mailing address, care of Brumbeat. Box 255, 190, Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham.
it's wrong, but I love wine, women, and song. Me and the boys are gonna tell you about it right now. Now listen.
Snake, and the track for the best-selling rock album across the United Kingdom at the moment, also selling thousands in Birmingham. Whitesnake, the album's Come and Get It. And the track you've heard there, Wine, Women and Song. Musical-wise, if you want to go out during the week, then Golden Eagle in Hill Street's a good idea. For instance, at the Golden Eagle on the 26th of May, we have Titch Turner's Escalator. On the 28th of May, Andy Lloyd and The Wedge. Excellent band. And on the 29th of May, it always amazes me, this man. I've never seen them at all. But the name sounds absolutely ridiculous. They're called the Lost World Troubadours, and they're appearing at the Golden Eagle on the 29th of May.
More music. Can't you see? To think I once believed that everyone could see. I didn't realize that you would disagree. There must be thousands who won't look at you. The things you do and tell you that you're wrong. Why can't you see? Yeah. Look at what you've done. You took away our fun. You see the smile, but a long, long one. It's just a plan of yours. It's just the modern doors. Now well done. Well done. Took away our fun. I don't lie to criticize. You think you're right, I realize. Well, I know there must be a thousand. We'll be right back.
Would you believe I was almost caught with my turntables down then? The 1978 Music to Heaven, the Quads, and There Must Be Thousands. Sounds Alternative with Keith Rogers on 255 Metres in the Medium Wave Band. And the Quads, of course, are still on the Right to Work March, which we accumulated in an open-air concert on May the 31st at Brockwell Park in London. Back now to our featured Birmingham band, Sub-Zero. And I could dedicate this to a few people, but I don't think I will, otherwise I'll get into some trouble. It's called Liar. very interesting piece of music there from the Birmingham band Sub-Zero, and I'm sure we'll play more music from Sub-Zero in the weeks and months to come. Once again, just to remind you, the band's been formed 14 months ago, and they consist of Mike Hamlett on drums, Pete Wharton on guitar, and Tim Hubbell on bass and vocals, Sub-Zero. And if I've got time, I'll play another track from them during my programme that's later on this afternoon on Sounds Alternative. Nearly time for me to go, not much time actually. And I said I'll play another track from the excellent Jim Steeman album, straight in the Sounds Alternative treetop special, for want of a better word. I think somebody else has used that name somewhere before actually. Out of the frying pan and into the fire. I think it's getting rather hot in here actually, I must admit. I know I had to dash to the studio. It took me 1.5 hours to get to the studio today. Now, while this record's on, it's a long track, I think I'll just nip round the corner and have a quick half in the local pub actually. Sounds Alternative 255 meters, Keith Rogers. And if you just tuned in, where have you been?
It's only 2 o'clock and the temperature's beginning to soar. And all around the city you see the walking wounded and the living dead. It's never been this hot and I've never been so bored, and breathing is just no fun anymore. Then I saw you like a summer dream, and you're the answer to every prayer that I ever said. Ooh, I saw you like a summer dream, and you're the answer to every prayer that I ever said. The pavement racing like a runaway horse. The subways are sizzling and the skin of the streets is gleaming with sweat. I see you sitting on the steps outside and you were looking so restless and reckless and lost. I think it's time for you to come inside. I'll be waiting here with something that you'll never forget. I think it's time for you to come inside. I'll be waiting here with something that you'll never forget.
steaming out of the frying pan into the fire. I know it's getting hot in here, but that's absolutely ridiculous. Well, that's it for yours truly, Keith Rogers. I'll see you in a couple of hours' time. Stay tuned for Roger D and D-Time coming your way. It's a track from the brand new Gary U.S. Bonds album, arranged and produced by Bruce Springsteen and Miami Steve. Here's the old Beatles number entitled It's Only Love. I'll see you later. Bye now.